money.
And I gotta laugh because the women I have in studio, they're jamming to the Money Chat song. It's always a happy song. Makes everybody laugh. And what I'm going to share on Money Chat today, six repairs to tackle on your home. So for any of those of you listening to the show that are homeowners, or if you're thinking about getting out in the market and purchasing a home, here's some tips for you in repairs. In today's economy, there may be a little delay and skipping over things. If there have been things that you might think that you're trying to save money for, you might lack a little bit or save a little bit trying in the maintenance and the repairs for the home. So having things that don't cost that much are a really good thing to talk about. And so that's what I wanted to discuss today. $200 to $300 that you could utilize, but can save tens of thousands of dollars if you take care of these things up front and tackle them now versus waiting. First is your HVAC inspection. You want to do this on an annual basis. It's going to cost $200 to $300. Again, just once a year. When spring or fall heating, ventilation, and air conditioning or HVAC companies aren't as busy and you're not in as much need to be able to have to use your air or air conditioning or heat. So being able to take care of this and whip it out is a good time to do that. Consequences of letting it go: a broken heat exchanger, $700 to $1,000 to repair, $750 to $3,500 to replace the indoor or outdoor furnace components. The second one is chimney inspection. Cost is $65 for the inspection, $150 for the inspection and cleaning. How often, again, you want to take care of this? Once a year. When the best time is before your first time in winter, just to get this taken care of. Now, the consequences of letting it go: water from rain can get into the chimney, damage the liner and damper, and even suture the joints, causing mold. So this is going to save from anywhere $2,000 to $4,000 to replace the chimney liner. The third repair to tackle is termite inspection. So the cost for this is $75 to $200 for the inspection, $200 to $300 for the termite protection contract. How often? Again, you want to take care of this once a year. The best time to do it, although termites are more effective in the spring, you want to take care of this in early summer. Now, the consequences of letting this go: an inspection might find termites that can come in from the ground or flying termites. If left untreated, these bugs average homeowner loss in $3,000, but can be as high as $80,000. And I don't know, just having those little critters around the house probably is not a good thing either. So getting it tackled and taken care of is important. The fourth is power washing and sealing wood deck. The cost of this is going to be $100 to $300. So you want to do this every 1 to 3 years, and really any time in a sunny weather is going to be a good time to take care of this. Now, the consequences of letting this go: building algae, mold, mildew, and moss. Wood soaks up the rain like a sponge, so it's by sealing it, it makes the water bead off and roll off, so saving $4,000 to up to $20,000 if the deck has to be replaced. The fifth item to tackle is dryer vent cleaning. So the cost for this is going to be $120 to $200. How often? Again, once a year. The best time to do it is on a sunny day, so we'll take care of this during the summertime. The consequences of letting this go: your home, your furnishings, and your belongings, and your life. So pretty important to make sure that you're taking care of the dryer vent and making sure that that's cleaned. And the last item to tackle, carpet cleaning. Cost $500 to $1,000. Square feet if it's getting cleaned, and how often you want to do this. Again, once a year. Anytime really to tackle this when the finances suit and is best for you to tackle this item. The consequences of letting it go: extending the life of your carpet. So if you're not keeping it cleaned, then your carpet's not going to last as long. Replacing 1,000 square feet for a medium grade, including padding and insulation, is going to cost $3,000. So again, taking the incurring the cost of $500 to $1,000, depending on the area that you're cleaning, is going to be a lot more effective cost-wise for you. So hopefully for those homeowners out there listening to this, that's a helpful thing for you in being able to save some money. And again, if you're thinking of homeownership, these are things that you just want to make sure that you have in your budget and have the cash available to take care of your home's needs. Coming up next on the Money Hour, the House of Hope in Western Washington provides a safe and secure 24-hour living environment for women and children in crisis. Right here on 1150 AM. KKNW.